Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Bulk, the new way to source liquidation goods. We talked earlier in today's show about combating the isolation that so often comes with being an eBay seller and entrepreneur. And Luis Sanchez is here now to tell us how to find your tribe, quote-unquote, by starting a seller meetup group. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Herbs, Crafts, and Gifts. And she's the organizer of Colorado Springs, an e-commerce online sellers group, and the Albuquerque eBay and online sellers group. She does double duty, and she can write your name on a grain of rice. Hi, Louise. Tell us, for those
who... Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee.
Hi there, honey.
So for those of us who may not know what we're talking about, can you explain exactly what a sellers meetup group is all about?
Sure. And it doesn't even have to be a meetup. Just two people make a group as far as, you know, to get started with. Meetup has a fee, and so everybody doesn't need to start with the paid membership thing like a meetup does. There's lots of tools that meetup has. But just as a seller's group, two people sitting together and having lunch or over a cup of coffee can turn into a group like ours, which is getting close to 200.
Yikes.
Kat and I started our group about 8 years ago from a free cycle chat room. And the free cycle people in the chat room decided to go have lunch. And when we were having lunch, it came out that some people were selling on eBay. And it just evolved from there. And then somewhere down the line, it became a meetup. And Kat moved away, and I took it over and have had it now for 3 years in April. And it's, you know, it's been so good. And one of the things I hear all the time is people are saying that they don't want to join. I'm not going to give my secrets away, or I'm not going to share where my sources come from. And I don't want them stealing my stuff. Well, I tell people all the time that it's you only share what you're willing to share. And there's never a lack of conversation. We just had a lunch the other day with three new sellers, and we sat there in the restaurant for 4 hours and never shut up. So, you know, there's always something to talk about.
So how do you recruit members now?
Now it's more word of mouth and off of eBay Radio, and because of Meetup, it's, you know, national, and so people could search for a seller's group or e-commerce in Colorado Springs or in Albuquerque, and they can find the group that way. But first getting started, and we can still do it too, is just to post a notice in a Craigslist that a group is forming or that we're having a meeting. I do that now also. Now that a lot of people are using tape, the eBay tape on their corners, if you're standing on the line at the post office, there's a good place to start a conversation. eBay itself, Kat and I did this back in the day. We each took a different category and then subcategory, and then we searched for sellers within 25 miles of where we were, and then we approached those sellers in eBay messages asking them if they would be interested in joining a meetup. So we gained a couple people that way. Not sure it's totally legal, but we did it. And then there's so many Facebook groups. I mean, all the big groups, there's some groups have, you know, thousands and thousands of people in there can just say, hey, I'm interested in getting together with somebody in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, or you know.
Or you can go to ebayradio.com.
Right.
Click on the archive button, the big blue archive button. Then up at the top, you'll see Seller Resources. Hover over that and click on Seller Groups. And we have every single seller group that we can find, beginning with Adelaide, Australia, Atlanta, Georgia, Attleboro, Massachusetts. You go on down the line, and you may find a seller group in your town. But for somebody who wants to start one, what should a meetup organizer plan for the group's first meetings?
Nothing. Really, nothing. We usually do just introductions. What do you sell? What categories do you sell in? How long you've been selling? And that's not revealing anything, you know, any secrets, but it gives the rest of the group or the other people that are there an idea of areas of expertise. So, like in our group, we have one couple that they just sell DVDs. Well, if I find a DVD that I think might be something worthwhile, I might contact them and ask them, well, how do you ship it, and is this worth it, and blah, blah, blah. Another gal who does a lot of thrifting and yard sales brought in a whole box full of rubber stamps that one of our other members looked over, because she's a rubber stamp rep for one of the companies. And so they were helping each other that way. So knowing what the other people do, and then as far as how long they've been selling, also gives us an idea of the level of expertise. So if it's somebody who's just a short time, of course, they may need a little bit more help, which we're willing to give. And if and I'm always looking, you know, to other people that have more experience, perhaps. And I even tell the new people, hey, I learned from you because of the questions you're asking us, and makes me either redefine why I'm doing what I'm doing, look at what I'm doing, and if that's the right way or if that's the way I want to do it. But we're looking at it through new sellers' eyes, and that really is eye-opening at times. I mean, it's just been so good having new people.
Yeah, they look at it in a different way sometimes, yeah. And it's good. You know, talk about giving away secrets. You don't have to answer this question.
Okay.
Where did you get the idea to sell the empty K-cups?
Oh, crafts. Pinterest. I saw some people doing crafts with the K-cups, and we had a pile of them. I mean, we use the toilet paper tubes for the rubber ducks when we sell those and ship them. We ship them in the cardboard paper tube. And so I thought, well, there'll be people using them for Sunday school crafts or whatever. So
great idea. Griff, you know what I'm talking about, the little cups with the coffee, you know, that you use to make your coffee, the little K-cups.
Exactly.
She
right.
sells them. On eBay. She washes them out and sells them.
Oh.
It's a wonderful idea.
It is.
Well, and that brings us to one of the things that I've done at our meetings. When we were a small group, I was able to just use the laptop and connect to the restaurant's big TV before we had the projector. And I had saved a bunch of bolos, be on the lookout for, or unusual things that have sold on eBay, and at the end of the meeting, I presented them to the members, and they loved them. I mean, there was this ugly porcelain doll head that needed all kinds of repair that sold for $900. There was a shoe half chewn off, one of those expensive, Griff, you know the name of them, those expensive shoes, the men's shoes, like wingtips, I think, or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And it was half chewed by the guy's dog, and he did probably a 5-paragraph story about how the dog chewed the thing.
I remember
this. And it sold
this.
For $450.
I was totally shocked. I wanted to get Sadie to start chewing all my inventory.
I love these stories.
Yeah, that was a great story. I remember
love
those.
These stories.
I can see the shoe. It wasn't just chewed, though. I mean, he ate the front part of it.
Yeah, it was all, the whole front end was gone. And then, you know, we go through the pictures of how not to take pictures, like nude, taking a picture of a tea kettle. You know, there's been a whole slew of those. And different ways to take pictures or not take pictures. And again, things to be on the lookout for, like the toilet paper tubes, paper towel tubes. People sell those all the time. There's a new picture circulating on Pinterest of the bottoms of pine cones that look painted and look like zinnias.
Oh, I want to do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, we were just in Rocky Mountain National Park for our anniversary weekend. And
well, happy anniversary.
I picked up a whole bunch of those, 25 years, and picked up a whole bunch of those pine cones. Thank you. And so I'm going to paint them. But I think I have extras, so I'll probably put them up for sale. So
are these the big ones or the small ones?
These are the bigger ones that look exactly like a zinnia.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
And I noticed that there was, it looked like part of it had been dipped, and then they brushed with a paintbrush a little light color here and there, and then the yellow in the middle to look like the zinnia.
And you put them in a big like bowl. Yeah. They're cool.
You can put like aromas in them too.
That it's a great
idea. Pine aroma.
Yeah. Or zinnia.
Anything. Zinnia aroma.
So that would be fine.
Exactly. It's a great idea.
Well, welcome to the Lee Griff and Louise Craft Show.
Yes.
Well, I'm crafty.
in a good way.
So how are you guys doing? Are you, you're not traveling anymore with your eBay business, are you?
No. No, we're staying put, and we're only doing indoor craft shows at the holiday time. And just eBay, we, like I say, we just went on a mini vacation up to northern Colorado and did the, oh, I'm going to give everybody a bolo. That's the most amazing thing in the whole wide world, and it's called a Liberty Puzzle. They are wooden, laser cut. They retail for about $95, and we went to the store in Boulder. They are the most unbelievable puzzles in the whole wide world.
Oh.
Every single shape is different, so look them up. There's several listed. They're amazing pictures, but the designs, every shape is different. They're different images, people, and like we just did a snowflake last night, and it's a skier and other snowflakes in the snowflake. The Santa one has boots and, oh, just on and on and on, and every puzzle has an eagle in the middle of it. And or somewhere in the puzzle, and it's for Liberty Puzzles. Unbelievable! Just look for them; they are amazing.
I bet you any money, eBetsy is now searching for them.
Well, you know, we're going to have a bolo report on eBay Radio from now on.
We love bolo.
We decided that we were going to have a bolo report. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, for people to call in and give us their bolos. We're going to figure out how we're going to do it.
Louise just gave you your first bolo.
Yes, she did.
I did. Oh. It's oh my gosh, and they are not puzzles really. If you find them, they're heirlooms. They're something to be passed down from generation to generation.
And it's so are you, my dear. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Louise. It was a great segment. This segment was sponsored by BULQ Bulk. It's open season now. 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com. When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.